This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Negotiations between the White House and the Democratic-majority U.S. House of Representatives on a second massive round of coronavirus aid have come a long way, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today. In a Bloomberg News interview ahead of an afternoon phone call with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, Pelosi said the two sides are resolving disagreements over language, setting out a national testing strategy for coronavirus, as well as addressing the impact of the pandemic on communities of color. The two sides are still negotiating emergency funding for cash-strapped state and local governments. Pelosi had set Tuesday as the final day to reach a deal with the Trump administration before the presidential and congressional elections, which are just 2 weeks away on November 3rd. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell committed today to bring any White House-approved legislation that results from such a deal to the Senate floor for a vote. If negotiations between the White House and the Democratic-majority House of Representatives fail, the next opportunity for negotiations on aid will come during a lame duck session of Congress in November and December. The U.S. economy is showing some signs of recovery from the lockdowns instituted earlier this year to contain the spread of the virus. More than 11.4 million jobs have been recovered, and there are signs of increased hiring in hard-hit industries such as tourism. But new unemployment claims jumped last week to more than 890,000. That's the highest level since mid-August. The U.S. leads the world with just over 220,000 deaths attributed to COVID-19. It also leads the world in infections with more than 8 million cases total. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. From Washington,